With the latest North Queensland news, I'm Susan Graham-Ryan. A Mount Louisa man has been rushed to hospital with life-threatening injuries. It's believed the 66-year-old was thrown from his motorbike after hitting pieces of concrete on the roadway. This morning, he's in a critical and unstable condition. The crash happening at around 6 yesterday evening at Bundock and Stagpole Streets. Police are wanting to speak with any witnesses and anyone who may have footage of the incident. The death of a woman at Castle Hill isn't being treated as suspicious. Emergency crews arriving on scene at about 3:30 yesterday afternoon. Access was temporarily closed to the hill. If you or anyone you know needs help, call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 22 46 36. To other news now, and the 80k zone through Bluewater, brought in because of the Brumbies, is being scrapped. New 100 speed signage will go in from tomorrow. Hinchinbrook MP Nick Demetto says they're confident they've addressed the safety issues there.
There hasn't been any breaches for nearly a month and a half now since the last time it happened, and they feel confident that they've isolated the problem.
JCU is one of five unis to get a major boost in funding from the federal government. They've announced an extra $134 million in spending to get more people from rural and regional Australia into tertiary education. That means a $9.1 million boost to university hubs here. Education Minister Dan Tehan says the main aim is to get more people working in regional areas.
We know if you go to a regional university, then there's a 70% chance that you'll stay and work in those regional communities.
And if you're hypnotised by the stars, this one's for you. The Australian National University is hosting an event at Townsville State High School tonight. ANU astronomer Dr. Brad Tucker is guiding us through the galaxies, holding a lecture beforehand, talking about the universe and the future of space. The lecture is on from 6, the stargazing from 7. In local sport, Jonathan Thurston's off-field commitments continue to grow. He's set to join the coaching and support staff for Queensland ahead of next year's State of Origin. It comes after he was named in a coaching role with the Cowboys for the next NRL season. And get your smart news whenever you want. Just download the Hit app and subscribe to Townsville News.